It's time for your comments. We heard from many of you about Pope Benedict's retirement. A listener who refers to herself as Black Christine Inyei writes, "Now is the time for the next Roman Catholic Pope to come from Africa. Pope Benedict XVI has done a lot. The new Pope should do the same to bring peace and love of God here in Africa, North and South America, Europe, Australia, and the whole world." Jacob Dior in Juba writes, "I'm one of the people who was shocked to hear that Pope Benedict resigned before he could visit my country. His legacy will be remembered for all the coming ages." James Roy Majok in Benty, Unity State, reminds Kenyans to vote peacefully in the coming elections and adds, "To the survivors of the 2007-2008 post-election violence, especially those in Rift Valley region, remain positive and hopeful despite signs of trouble on the horizon." Nyanlut Did in South Sudan is concerned about the suffering of civilians in 9 counties of Jonglei State due to insecurity. He writes, "Armed people from rival communities have been killing us, abducting our children and raiding our cattle, but the government has done nothing to protect us." Ludit says he blames the state governor, Kwal Manyang, because he disarmed only Denka and Nuer communities, while Murle remained armed. He goes on, "I want to know whether or not the government thinks we are not South Sudanese, and if we are South Sudanese, why are we mistreated like this?" Dwer Grogery Befal from Bentiu in Unity State urges all South Sudanese to work hand in hand with the SPLA to ensure, in his words, "We do not lose even an inch of our territory to Sudan. Let us be on the alert and set our eyes on the border. Let us protect our ancestral land, our nation." Stephen Galamande from Maridi County, Western Equatoria writes, "We in Maridi Town are very happy because many developmental activities are taking place in our area. Postal services have been reopened. A bridge will be constructed on the Mablindi Mbroko-Nzomara stream, and Equity Bank has opened a branch here." And finally, James Manas in Yambio says, "Thanks to the presenters of VOA's South Sudan in Focus program for the good work you are doing. May the Almighty God bless all of you and increase your days on earth. Can you play me any song by Emmy J. Yore, Tamba He?" Well, we don't have that song, James, but we will play a song we think you will like at the end of the show. We enjoy hearing from all of you. Keep those comments coming. Apart from sending us text messages, you can also reach us at southsudan@voanews.com. That is southsudan@voanews.com.